Om Shanti. Good afternoon. I hope you're not too tired after being here for an hour and a half already. Anyway, I thought just in the next 45 minutes or so I'll share a few thoughts and then there'll be some time for some questions and discussion. Because the subject to discuss is just our relationship, or what was down on the sheet was our relationship with the seniors. And many times I feel, as we all know, the heart of Brahman life is our relationship with Baba. That creates our stage. But really, how can we tell someone has a good relationship with Baba? I think it's reflected in our relationships with each other. And really, that's the playground of a good stage, is within the Brahman family. And in one sense, communication is just the essence of relationship. And many times I remember one experience I had many years ago in Australia. There was a group of actors, BK actors, and we were putting on a play. And he came to talk to us, and I remember he said one thing which has always remained in my mind. And that was that when you communicate with anybody, whoever it is, 90% of the effect of your communication is non-verbal. In other words, it's your feelings. And probably you could say it's the quality of your thoughts and your vibrations which really have impact. And only 10% is what you say. Just like me at the moment, I'm talking, but according to that, it's not so much the content of what I'm saying, it's the vibrations or feelings behind it. And when you get two messages, one message is what you hear, and the second message is what you feel. What do you trust? What do you trust? You will always trust your feelings. And I feel, especially in the Brahman family, to be honest, this mechanism even works on a more sensitive level. Because Brahmins, we're very sensitive to vibrations. And I feel it's the reason why over the last 5 years, Baba has emphasized so deeply, children have good wishes, doesn't he? At every moment. Why? Because those good feelings pave the way for deep, meaningful, honest, trusting, loving, quality relationships, which is really the ultimate sort of effect of our spirituality. To be able to create and sustain such quality relationships. And many times, you know, over the years for me, you know, if you ask most Brahmins, you know, what is the main test in their Brahman life, and they'll tell you, you know, the relationships in the family. Would anyone disagree with me? And, you know, we can spend so much of our Brahman life pointing the finger at other people. And we hear so much about it, Baba tells so much about it. But you know, the way I see it in my Brahman life these days is that every time I communicate, I have a relationship with somebody in service, with the center in charge, with the senior, with the brothers and sisters. All they can do is trigger what is already in me. All another person can do is to help reveal to me who I am. Because I have my whole karmic story inside me. I come in front of another soul. Their vibrational behavior will trigger loving feelings, kind feelings, cooperative feelings, or their behavior will trigger irritable feelings, frustrating feelings, whatever it may be. All they do is help me understand who I am. And I feel if I have that sort of attitude, I can really progress, because I begin to realize that each BK is an instrument to help me know myself better. And once I remember Baba said, the children who follow the path of falsehood see others. And the children who follow the path of truth will see the self. Because each relationship is just revealing to me more about myself. And that's why what I feel personally is that, you know, if relationships are difficult, I always have to check my own attitude. And honestly, my experience so many times has been that in the back of your mind, we have assumptions about other people, you know? In my intellect, I'm saying, oh, I'm loving you, I'm having good wishes for you. But at the back of my mind, I sometimes think, you are a bit of a case. You are a bit of a problem. You know, there's this subtle thing at the back of my mind. You are a problem, but I will have good wishes for you anyway. You know, you know, they're patronizing good wishes in a way. And this is, it's a very deep thing. And I've often shared many years ago, Daddy Jenki said to me, we were driving along in the car, and she said to me, have you done the work on your, what in Hindi the word is chit, your memory track? Have you cleaned your memory track? And in fact, he just said the word, where it was translated, have you cleaned your chit, your memory track? And I first said, pardon, Daddy? And what she was saying was something which I've thought about so much, that each time we see another individual, each time another individual comes in front, my whole history with that person comes into my mind. It's almost like, you know, a computer that pulls up all the files to do with that subject. And then I look at you through the filter of all my past interactions. Even in my intellect, I'm saying, I'll have good wishes. But still, I'm seeing you through the filter of my past history with you. So you don't get that clean feeling from me. And therefore, sometimes the relationship isn't as successful as it really could be. And they're very subtle things, no matter who we're having relationships with in the family. But I really do feel for me, my Brahman life, that relationships with the seniors, with the elders of this family has been incredibly important. And I did the course in London in 1975. And after 1 year, I went back to Australia to see my family. I hadn't seen them for some years. I'd changed a lot. I'd become a BK. And you know what families are like. I was writing letters, and the more I wrote, the more worried they became, you know. Because they thought, oh, what's happened to him? Anyway, I came to Madhavan, actually, and I went to see Daddy Prakashmani. And she said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going back to Australia to see my family. And little Mahini was there, Daddy's Mahini, and she just said to me, you should open a center. And I said nothing. And then for the next few days, as I went around Madhavan, everyone started to say to me, oh, I hear you're going back to Australia to open a center. And I would go, oh, am I? Anyway, I went back, and I can remember once that you could imagine I was 1 year in Gyan. There was a few Brahmins in Sydney, but the closest center was India. You know, there was a handful of centers outside India. And I can remember once there was one mother who was coming with a child, and she had quite a lot of problems in her life, and I wasn't sure what to do. So in those days, it was all snail mail, writing letters. You know, even in those days, the mid-1970s, a telephone call, international call, was considered very expensive. So I'd write a letter to London to Daddy, and Waddy was there at the time. And Waddy told me that once I wrote all about this sister and her child and all the problems, and Daddy got my letter and she began to read the letter. And Waddy said, the more she read, the more she began to laugh, and by the end of it, she was laughing so much she was crying. And she said, "Oh, Charlie, he's just like a new mother with her first child, you know." But, worrying, oh, what's going on? But it was really, I really felt that sense of close relationship, because to me, communication is the essence of this life. It's like Shiv Baba came, communicated and nurtured Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba communicated and has nurtured the daddies. The daddies have communicated and nurtured all the seniors and the RCOs, and then they've done the same with us, and then we do the same with the family. And it's like a wisdom we pass down from one to the other. And really, it's a system that God has created. That's what I always think. I'll tell you frankly, there's a lot of people who come into the Brahmin family and say, it should be like companies in the world, you know, we should do it this way and we should do it that way. And there's no doubt we can learn a lot, and I think at the moment we are. But Baba has his own way. And I really feel that showing respect for seniors is respecting Baba. Because Baba has put them in that place for some reason. I really feel that respecting someone in their role is a form of respect for Baba. And I always feel in my mind that Baba's put them there for a reason, because of some qualities they have. And to be really open, seniors, as you know, have weaknesses. They do have shortcomings. But I feel most of them have two sanskars that I feel that wins Baba's trust. One is that sanskar of none but one Baba. When that is genuine in the heart, none but one Baba, I feel Baba knows wherever he places the soul won't be influenced by others. And it's like the first step in winning Baba's trust. The second sanskara is like, Baba is doing, I am the instrument. And in a way I feel that when I really deeply create that, it's like I'm not even influenced by my own stuff too much or my own ego. And so Baba can really work through the soul. And that's why I feel that yes, there's no doubt seniors will have weaknesses, but we shouldn't have the expectation of perfection for them. Baba's put them there, Baba will work through them, and really it is a responsibility, I think, of me to communicate. And I feel for me, you know, there's three ways we learn in the family, learn in this life. One is, of course, like this. You know, we learn, we share, we listen to the Mooli, we study. That's one style of learning. The second is example. I don't know about you, but I feel I learn most by watching people in action. You know, we can get the theory until the cows come home, as they say, but when you actually see someone behaving in a spiritual way, it's totally inspiring. I find in Australia when people come back from Madhuban, quite honestly, mostly, they don't say what they heard, they say what they saw. You know, they saw Daddyji show so much compassion to somebody, you know. It touches. An example is a very powerful form of learning. I once remember watching Daddy Prakashmani meeting many BKs. And it was surprising, this was some years ago, one of them was really rude to her. I was really surprised. And it didn't touch her at all. She just went on to the next person. And it didn't, you could tell she didn't take it in at 1 second. And you know how we hear Baba saying, children, you know, only take good wishes. And even if someone has bad feelings, don't worry. You know, we hear it all the time. But when to watch Daddyji just move on to the next person without taking in it at all was an incredible example. But the third way I think we learn is to communicate with those who have more experience than me. And that's why Baba has set up this wonderful system that all of us can learn from others who are more experienced in this life than me. And in my experience, you know, throughout my Brahmin life, with the, you know, whether it's with daddy, the daddies or the RCOs or the senior brothers or whatever, I feel that we learn all the knowledge, we learn all the Mariadas, but there's this constant refining process, you know? And I've been in the RCO meetings so many times, and, you know, look at the souls in there, you know, like Mohini Ben, Jenti Ben, Dr. Numal, all these people. And, you know, Daddy will come in, we've all discussed something and come to a conclusion. Daddy will come in, say no. And she offers a different view. And it can be a very refined idea of the way Baba taught her, or a very refined form of the law of karma. And I feel that, you know, it's sometimes we know things already, but I have a policy of always bouncing it off seniors, because you keep learning a refined thing. Even last night I met Daddy Janki, and I had a view of something that would happen, and Daddy didn't agree. But it was really important. I learned something, and she, you know, sowed something much more, you know, a wisdom within me. Because I feel that so much of this life is building quality relationships. I remember once in Australia we had this whole workshop about faith and trust. We called it frust, actually. We put it into one word. And you know, it takes time. It takes time with anyone, but it takes time with those seniors too. And quite frankly, we can have superficial relationships with the seniors, or we can have really real relationships, because, you know, they're very wise. And if we sit in front of them and they feel, oh, this one's pretty delicate, and I can't tell them what I really feel, that's like a superficial relationship. To me, it's a fortune if I can sit in front of a senior and they feel I'm of that quality or of that stage, they can talk to me openly. I remember Daddy Janki always used to say to me, many times she used to tell me things, she said, I have rights over you. It was her way of saying, I can tell you what I think, you know. But I must admit, I would feel disappointed if she thought, oh, you know, Charlie's one of these delicate flowers, I better not say something that'll upset him, you know. What do you feel? Would you like it if someone was like that? Actually, we prefer it, don't we, if someone speaks to me with an open heart, with a really open heart, and not sort of pretending things. And there is a kind of shopping which we do, which is called senior shopping. I don't know, have you ever heard of senior shopping? That is when you don't get the right answer from this one, you go to the next one to get the answer you want. And if you don't get the answer from that one, you go to the next one. This happens. And honestly, that doesn't build trust or a good relationship with seniors, you know. Because it's like we have a fixed view, and if you don't give me the answer I want, then I go to someone else. Because, you know, one of the things I've always felt in my Brahman life is that it's a really healthy thing to be told sometimes, no, sorry, you can't do that. It's healthy. It's a healthy thing for our development. If every time we get no as an answer, we crack inside and we feel hurt and we feel upset, what sort of spirituality is that? Because in a way, the way I look at the Brahman family, with seniors, with those I live with whoever, it's in the Brahman family that my true quality is revealed. I often feel that in the Brahman family, all my buttons of ego will be pressed. That's the purpose of the family. But some people, if we can't cope, we run away and we criticize the Brahman family and blame the Brahman family. That means that I've missed this incredible opportunity to learn about myself and transform myself, you know, and deal with my own ego, because my ego will be touched. I mean, is there anyone in this room that hasn't had their ego sort of touched by some... It's a part of this life. But how we respond is really important. And if we can listen to a different perspective, and if we can let go my ideas, my way, what I think is right, that is success. Holding on stubbornly is not success, I don't believe. And the healthiest thing, sometimes say, okay, fine, and change my way of thinking. And I think that's when we really win Baba's trust, because then Baba feels that we have the courage to, you know, we're not attached to all these different things. And quite frankly, and the longer you're in the Brahman family, I've had to do it so many times in my Brahman life, and I know it's really helped me improve. And when we go to meet seniors, how do we ask them questions? Because sometimes we have a story to tell, we have a question to ask. We ask the question, we tell the story, but you know, you can tell me, but I'm sort of... And the third way is when we say, "This, I've already done this, what do you think?" We do that. We actually do that. If we want to learn, it's best, I feel, to tell the situation, say, "What do you think?" And it may be different from my feeling. And then we can then say, "Well, how about this?" I don't just have to meekly submit to every thought. I can express my views. But I really feel that that whole thing of being a master and a child, you know how Baba says, express your thoughts as a master and then become a child, you know? Express what you believe. We have that right. Everyone has that right. But at some point, it's good then just to accept and see, you know, say okay. Because, you know, sometimes I think that these relationships are crucial in my Brahman life, because this subtle guidance is incredibly important for my spiritual progress, my service progress. And if I don't have an easy relationship with seniors, it can really affect my relationship with Baba. It really can. And as I said earlier, seniors aren't perfect too, but that doesn't give me an excuse not to have good wishes and good feelings. Sometimes seniors can be pure souls, very pure souls. They've got a lot of experience, and sometimes we're afraid, you know? There's a little bit of fear in approaching them or asking the questions I really want to ask. The most important key to developing close relationships with anyone, but especially seniors, is honesty. And I can tell you, I've seen with Dr. Numa, for instance, no matter, some people come and can tell her anything, you know? Really, you know, anything. And she will give them so much love if they're honest. But if someone comes and is, you know, tells only a little bit of the story, I can just see that they don't win the full heart of love. And that's where even Baba says that, what does he say, the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. It's the same with the seniors, and they can feel it too. And that's where I feel that sometimes we come with an idea, but we want a certain answer, or we're not sure, so we only tell half the story. And so therefore we may not get a quality answer in return too, because we don't give the full picture. It's actually my duty to offer the full picture. And then they may come back with an answer. But if we're attached to an outcome, if we're attached to an outcome or an answer, then sometimes we can be disappointed with the senior's response in that way. And this is where I think it's so much a part of our spiritual growth. You know, all these things. You know, sometimes I feel in the Brahman family, sometimes you're in front, sometimes you're behind. Sometimes you're acknowledged, sometimes you're not noticed. You know, sometimes you get a yes, sometimes you get a no. It's really important to have all these things, because it molds us into deep, wise, mature spiritual beings. If we're so fragile that we always have to be acknowledged, we always have to be noticed, we always have to get a yes, really we won't win the love of the seniors or the family, because they feel they have to treat, you know, touch me with a kid glove, or, how are they going to react? You know, I don't know. So people will be very careful with me. So I feel this is these are really important things. And what I've found with good communication or developing closer relationships is regular communication. And I feel that's really important. For me, you know, I communicate regularly with Dr. Nirmala, with Daddy Jenki. And if there's really nothing to even ask, I sometimes just inform in essence of what's going on. We're a family. You know, have you ever heard Daddy Prakashmani tell her story? You know, when she was living in centers around India, Brahma Baba wrote to her every single day she got a letter. Just think of the investment he gave in her character and her learning, because he could see the role she was going to play. Sometimes I've even said, look at Daddy Jenki with Sister Jenti. You know, perhaps 35 years of daily interaction, refining her view. So it's like a form of training and a form of learning. If we have the humility to put myself in that position, that's when we get the true depth of this life, because these are the souls that have extracted the wisdom from Brahma Baba. And I feel that's such a blessing. That's why I think regular communication, because I'll tell you really frankly, in the Asia Pacific zone, you know, I work quite closely with Dr. Nirmala, some people are always communicating and some never communicate. And she hardly knows what's going on in that area. And sometimes also when we communicate with some of these seniors, you know, they're very busy people, and we have to understand that, you know, some of them respond very quickly. But, you know, sometimes if there's a problem in our area, we think this is my issue is the only issue, you know. But actually, they may have many issues that they're dealing with. So sometimes we have to be a little bit understanding and a little bit patient also, that they're trying to sort out many things. And so that we don't just sort of think that why don't they respond or why don't they give the full attention to the thing which I feel is important. And I also feel that if we ask them, we need to be trusting. As I said before, sort of a form of trust of Baba. We need to be trusting of the answer. Even Baba sometimes said, you know, even about Brahma Baba, that if you follow Baba's system and you ask and the answer isn't exactly the right answer, then Baba like takes responsibility for it, you know. And I think it's our role. It's our, and if we trust in the system, that builds trust in our relationships, and from top to bottom, I think it's really important. And I feel that even if we do communicate, and, you know, you know, there's been some service or some problem that we've consulted them, give them some feedback. What happened? Whether it was good or not so good, give some feedback and maybe there's more guidance. At every step, be very open. Be very open, be concise. Sometimes I know the seniors get emails. Someone pulls out their heart in a 27-page email, you know, and then wonder why they don't hear tomorrow. Can you imagine? Even Baba says, no. What did he say last season? Just send a letter. Okay. And if you're not okay, just okay with a cross through it. That's really essenceful communication. Probably a bit too essenceful. But I think the message is be essenceful. And you know the subtle power that we get when we ask honestly, we receive an answer. There's a power that we get from Baba and the goodwill from the senior when we risen their trust. There's a subtle spiritual strength. When we invest in the system that Baba has set up, we do get some subtle spiritual strength. And I think that, you know, one of the feelings that I feel really fortunate in my Brahman life is that, you know, in 1986 we had the Million Minutes of Peace appeal. And that was a huge international project, the first international project. And as a result, we had a meeting in Madhuban of a lot of the instruments from the main zones. And that started meeting, and for 21 years we've been meeting as the RCO group. And it's really been interesting because, you know, at first, I suppose, everyone really didn't know each other that well. But after years and years of meeting, two or three times a year for 21 years, you know, it's come to that point where people can express their feelings so openly, have different feelings without any negative feeling, you know? And to me, that's maturity. I've even seen the seniors sometimes have very vigorous discussions, having different perspectives, but it still has the fabric of respect, you know? So I think that's a healthy relationship when we can share different views, share different ideas, but still sustain respect and come to a consensus as to what is best. That shows maturity in relationship. In fact, that ultimately we need those quality of relationships, don't we, where we can be open and sustain a feeling of respect and regard, even if we share, you know, we have different views at different times. Anyway, I said I wouldn't go on too much because it's nice to have time for a few questions. And there are a few from this morning. So shall I have a go at those? And then if you want to ask any, please feel free. It says here that they say that a center in charge should only have spiritual relationships with students. So what is the difference between spiritual and physical or ordinary relationships? Yeah, that's interesting, really. Let's face it, it's a fine line, isn't it, to have really loving, sweet, close, but clean relationships with others without falling on the side of familiarity or, shall we say, distance or a lack of care or a lack of feeling. You know, when we were having the meetings just last week with all the NCOs, and it came up, you know, when often we come into Gyan, we have a very superficial understanding of the law of karma. So under the law of karma, we often don't care for each other, just define the law of karma. My experience is that as a family, we should deeply care for one another in many ways, and yet keep that beautiful balance of deep love, but that detached involvement, you know, undetached, but close. I feel personally that the more I'm accurately detached, the more I'll be loving, close and cooperative with others, because it builds that family feeling. But one thing I've seen that can be a problem is that sometimes when a Brahmin is going through difficulties, we want to help them. But there's a difference between spiritual support and emotional support. You know, sometimes we fall back to our old way where we keep talking and talking and talking. And emotional support can be a little bit of dependence on me. And then it can get, the person can love you one day and can't stand you the next day. Or that sort of, you know, ups and down relationship. Spiritual support is, even at a distance, having such goodwill. And even I've learned when I first started, quite honestly, when students fluctuated, I felt I had to help them fight Maya, if you know what I mean. And in a way, I learned after a while, that's a lack of respect. It's almost like you're saying you don't have the power to win your own battles. You know, actually, respect is having the goodwill that you can get through this. Of course I will support you. Of course I will talk to you and help. But sometimes spending hours and hours and so on can breed dependence. And so it does border on these familiar relationships and then all the complications that we can get ourselves involved in there. But on the other hand, if we're too withdrawn or too non-caring, and it really takes a lot of experience, I feel, to find that beautiful marriage of being really loving, really caring, but sweetly uninfluenced, shall I say. Uninfluenced, that's the best word. So that you don't take on board the problems and issues of others. And therefore I think that spiritual support, that spiritual sustenance is quite different from that trying to, you know, create that emotional support. And I think so much of our relationships, I believe, is all around my inner attitude. I loved what Baba said last year. Three steps. Attitude, vibrations, atmosphere. Atmosphere is everything. You can hardly speak a few words, but if the atmosphere is right, people will just... The atmosphere has the loudest voice. The atmosphere speaks to the deepest sanskaras in souls, really. It will touch the deepest original impressions in the souls, an atmosphere of purity, love and respect. But for us as instruments, if we have any lack of cleanliness in our attitude, the others will pick it up. And then they say things to me and we deny it. We say, no, that's... But actually, sometimes it's true. We do carry subtle assumptions, subtle criticisms, subtle forms of disrespect. People do pick it up. But why it's good for us is it keeps making us go higher and higher, doesn't it? My attitude for me, it just has to come cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. Because that is the true work of an instrument soul. It's my attitude. That's why Dadiji was so loved, because her cleanliness of attitude for everyone. No one got any other feeling from her but that purest sense. That's the great power, the engine of service, is cleanliness of attitude, purity of attitude. That's really what my feeling has been so many times. Here it has been said that if it is good to have friends in the Brahman journey, please define the limit between friendship and familiarity. Tricky sometimes, isn't it? I tell you one thing, I feel, not to get too paranoid too, because sometimes we can get, friendship is good. Dadi Janki often shares her stories of friendship with Didi Manmohini. But the definition is, if it's a relationship that makes me progress spiritually. If it's a relationship which is a dumping ground, you're my friend because I can tell you anything about so and so and so and so and I don't like this and I don't like that. That is not a quality relationship as such, because that is a relationship of familiarity. And, you know, it is a fine line, these things, because we want to be close to others. But if, you know, I start to get familiar with others, then it really does influence, you know, my relationship with Baba too, because it's like I start to... Someone even once said to me, if you have a problem, good question, ask yourself. If you have a big problem, a big worry, a big concern, who do you first think of? Ask your heart honestly, really honestly. Who do you first think of? Is it Baba? Is it somebody else? Because really, sometimes if, you know, sometimes we, in the Brahman family, someone's going through problems, we listen to their problems, they become a bit dependent on me, then I share my stuff, and before you know it, we've got this special friendship. And special friendship, it becomes that sort of very exclusive thing that excludes others too. I've seen in centers that if people have a special friendship, it can be really cause problems, you know, because it can exclude others, and that hurts a lot. But if we're very honest about it, sometimes we err on both sides, don't we? We maybe become a little bit familiar, we learn and we come back, and maybe we become a little bit too distant. And it's the learning, isn't it, to find that happy place where I'm close, I'm loving, I'm cooperative, but no one but Baba is really my special friend. And it really is a learning curve. And when I have a familiar relationship with anybody, they will influence me most, positively and negatively. There's a law, the more I'm attached to anyone, the more they influence me. So the more, you know, really that's a law, they will influence me, we know it. And we know that Baba often says to be truly loving, you must be detached. And that's a really interesting thing, to be truly loving, you must be detached. Because when you're attached to people, you love them one day and you know, you can't stand them the next day. They influence you. But when we're truly loving, we'll love them if they're in a good mood or love them if they're in a bad mood. That's true love. But when we have that slight attachment or familiarity, am I getting the gong? Am I? Pardon? Oh, okay. Okay. So does anyone want to ask anything, any question? Please feel free. It's a few minutes. Yeah. You know, I think Baba's system is quite clear. For day-to-day things and general issues, service things, it's the person who's coordinating your center. If there's a major life decision, then we can still tell the person who's running our center, but we may consult the national coordinator or even the regional coordinator, and that's everyone's right. Baba has built in this system. We have the right to communicate. You know, sometimes I ask Dr. Nirmala a question, and she'll ask Daddy Janki. And even Daddy will ask Bab Dada for answers. So everyone can refer a question up the line. This is the beauty of Baba's system. It's my right, actually. So we should take advantage of it. I always feel, though, out of respect, even if I want to go further up the chain, still let the person at my local center know that this is an important question and I would like to refer it above. And they should be happy. They should be happy about that. Because, you know, I always feel when someone, you know, sometimes in over the years I've been asked in huge questions in people's lives, you know, life-changing questions, and almost always I will pass it on to someone more experienced than myself, because, you know, it's really, sometimes people come, they ask you questions about their marriages, their families, their wealth, a whole lot of things, you know. And my experience is you can just give an answer. If it's not the right answer, a week later, a month later, a year later, they'll come back and blame you. You told me this. And this is the beauty, is we can pass the responsibility up the chain. Why not use it? Why feel heavy about a decision? Because sometimes, you know, some people are clear decision makers, other people find it difficult. We can always refer it up the chain. Because sometimes people do. They come back later and they say, and this has happened to me a few times. It has happened, and that's why, really, if we pass it on and get a different viewpoint, you know, Brahman life is about, you know, becoming humble. It's a life of learning. Why do I have to feel like I don't know everything? I can always learn. Okay. So thanks, everyone. Thanks, Becky. Thanks for having me. It was lovely.